I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You've just hung your 2020 DNR Wildlife calendar on the wall, but what you may not know is your 2021 calendar is currently being put together right now. We'll tell you more about the selection process for the artwork for the calendar right after this. The DNR Wildlife Calendar is one of the agency's most sought-after publications. Every year around the holidays, it becomes a hot-ticket item that's literally shipped around the world. A prize gift because of its original artwork commissioned exclusively for the calendar. That's a process that starts with a call for submissions. Jessica Swecker is an administrative assistant at the Elkins Operations Center and helps to arrange the submissions and get the judging started. She has some hints for artists who want to submit.
We have to have at least something for every season. And a different animal or different species of some type. If it has a background in it, you're more likely to get picked chosen too. Anatomically correct and make sure that the animal looks the way it's supposed to look. Make sure that like the duck's bill is only supposed to be a certain length and it's not elongated or anything else of that type of... And make sure that it looks as real as possible.
Now, this year's first round of judging was done this week, and there are a couple of more rounds to go.
For the first and second round, I do a PowerPoint presentation. And so everybody gets put into the PowerPoint. I divide it up into categories like birds and deer and different categories. And then we go through and select the ones that we like for the first round. We'll go through. And some of them make it past that, and then some of them don't. And then the ones that make it past that, then we go on to the second round, and we do the same thing. But this time they're looking to see which ones we'd like to see the original artwork of. Right now we got paired down to 30. We look at the original artwork, and then we select it down to the final 12 and decide what we would like to choose, and we have to look for things that are different seasons, so we can't have all winter scenes. We have to have, and each artist can only have two entries per artist, so the same artist can't have four different pictures in the calendar.
Now, it doesn't have to be a native West Virginia animal, but that doesn't hurt.
We would like it to be. It's more likely to get chosen that way. We don't really have it wrote down that it has to be, but we would like it to be, and you're more likely to get chosen if it is a West Virginia animal.
Face it, you may paint an amazing zebra, but it really doesn't fit the West Virginia DNR calendar. Now, while the wildlife, well, they'd like it to be native, you don't necessarily have to be.
When it first started, they suggested that it be only West Virginia artists, but we have branched out from there, and we have artists from all over. If they win a month, they get $200 per month, and then... if they win the cover, they get an extra $500.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.